Mahmoud's Diary, June 27, 1912, New York. The master then got up and went towards the hotel. When he entered it, two wealthy ladies, guests at the hotel, were seated in the lobby. As soon as they saw him, they requested permission to be introduced to him. The master returned to the lobby a little later and took a seat near them. They asked his purpose, and he related to them a brief history of the cause, something of the prison of Akka and the spread of the fragrances of God. They remarked that he appeared to be very wealthy. He replied, "My riches are of the kingdom and not of this world." They said that the signs of wealth were very evident. The master then said, "Although I have nothing, yet I am richer than all the world." Then he spoke about true wealth and the transient nature of worldly affairs, citing passages from the Bible. During this discourse, an elegant couple passed by, and hearing Abdu'l-Bahá's voice, stopped to listen to his explanations. The two ladies and the couple were so astonished and charmed that the believers were spellbound by their transformation. The ladies gave their names and addresses to Mr. Edsall so that they might meet with the friends and be counted among the people of Baha. What can I say? Every morning and evening, hearts are fascinated and souls attracted to the Abha kingdom by Abdu'l-Bahá. This is accomplished even though he had neither rest nor relaxation. He used to say, "If my happiness and spirituality could come to the fore and my mind be at rest, then you would see how hearts could be attracted and souls set ablaze." When he returned home, he found a multitude waiting for him. The gathering was even larger than before, with both new and old friends coming from Newark, and Montclair. As it was the last evening of the master's stay, the hearts were specially attracted and the minds full of a unique spirit. He spoke on the need for the breath of the Holy Spirit in the material world and about the education of humanity through divine power.